the processional hymn, Angel Voices Ever Singing Round Thy Throne of Light. Welcome everybody to this service, in particular the officers of Lisburn District Number 6 and of course the brethren of Lekakurry LOL 164. Welcome also all visiting brothers and sisters and members of the general public present. We particularly welcome as our preacher this afternoon, Canon Will Murphy, who I have known over many years from his work ministering to deaf people, and also later when we both were prison chaplains. It's a great pleasure having him here today, and we look forward to his ministry of the word later. The Lord be with you. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit, we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is given praise.
We sing a contemporary version of the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord's My Shepherd, I'll Not Want." My shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you. Mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. He guides my ways in righteousness, and he anoints my head with oil, and my cup it overflows with joy. I feast on his pure delights, and I will trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone, and your endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. And though I walk the darkest path, I will not fear the the comforts I need to know. Trust in you alone, and I will trust in you alone. Endless mercy follows me, your goodness will lead me home. The Old Testament reading is from the second book of Kings, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company's prophets went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded,
You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not. As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind from heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen on him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. We sing a metrical version of the canticle Nunc Dimittis. Tell out, my soul, the greatness of the Lord.
The New Testament reading is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of the present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly as I must speak.
We sing a metrical version of the canticle Nunc Dimittis, Faithful Vigil Ended. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the king. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness. O Lord, save your people. Give peace in our time, O Lord. O God, make clean our hearts within us. O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong, nothing is holy, increase and multiply us your mercy, that with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we finally lose not the things eternal. Grant this, Heavenly Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good judgments, and all just works proceed, give to your servants that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Lighten our darkness. O Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy, defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A prayer for the Loyal Orange Institution, especially the members of Legacurry Lodge, and praying that they may continue to be part of a serving church. Give to your church, O God, the grace to follow in the steps of Jesus, who came among us as one who serves. May it be ready in all the world to spend and to be spent in the service of the poor and needy, the sick and the hungry. May it work with strength and suffer with courage for the liberation of the oppressed and the restoration to all people, the dignity and freedom of those created in your image. Grant this, our Father, for the sake of the same, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
A prayer for our local community. Lord God, you have taught us that we are members one of another and that none of us lives to himself alone. We thank you for the community of which we are part, for those who share with us in its activities, and for all who share its varied interests. Help us, as we have opportunity, to make our own contribution to the community and to learn to be good neighbors, that by love we may serve one another for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Prayer for the King, the Prime Minister, the Secretary of State, also the First and Deputy First Minister and Executive, and all in positions of responsibility. We pray too for those who are seeking election to Parliament at the impending general election. We pray, O God, for your servant Charles, our King, for the Prime Minister and Cabinet, and all ministers of the Crown, all seeking election as MPs and all MLAs. Guide those who rule over us and help them to govern in your faith and fear, and enable them so to order our national life that selfishness and injustice may be defeated, and all may strive together for the common good, to the praise and honor of your name.
Amen.
And we pray for all forces of the Crown, remembering the various armed services, the PSNI, and the RIR. O God, our Father, we pray for all who serve our country as sailors, soldiers, and Air Force personnel. Grant that meeting danger with courage and all occasions with discipline and loyalty, they may truly serve the cause with justice and peace for the honor of your name. And a prayer for all who influence others. We pray, O God, for those who, as writers, speakers, and entertainers, influence the thought of our people through the press, radio, television, and internet. Help them to exercise their gifts with responsibility and understanding, that they may enrich the common life of the nation and strengthen the forces of truth and goodness through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. The hymn, Lord, while for all the world we pray, of every clime and coast.
Heavenly Father, help us now to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to obey it with courage, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. I thank the rector, Canon Robert, for his warm welcome. This is my first time in this church here in Annahilt. I'm sure I've driven past it many times, but I've never been in the church before. Good to be with you on such a beautiful summery afternoon. I bring you greetings from Abraham's Chosen Few, LOL 230, which is in Lurgan District. We're thinking this afternoon about the early years of the Christian church. It suffered violent persecution by the Roman authorities and indeed by members of the Jewish church as well. The Romans were particularly vicious against this new breed of religion, Christianity, which had arisen in Israel. In Acts chapter 12, we read about King Herod. He went violently against them. He arrested many Christians. He beheaded James, one of the apostles, the brother of John. He put Peter into prison, guarded by four squads of four soldiers, 16 soldiers to guard a Christian man, not a terrorist or a bank robber or a violent person, just a Christian, guarded by two soldiers probably chained to them in the prison. Paul and Silas, they were both arrested and thrown into prison as well. Before that, they were stripped, beaten, and flogged, and then put into prison with their feet in stocks. They weren't terrorists. They were preaching the gospel of repentance and forgiveness. Sadly, nearly 2,000 years later, we have that same vile hostility against the Christian church. In Nigeria, families of Christians are very often captured from school and taken away, sometimes never seen again. That persecution goes on in many African countries, in Sudan, and in other parts of the world as well. So we have the Apostle Paul. He's in prison, imprisoned for preaching the gospel of repentance and of peace. He's thinking about the Christians outside. How can I encourage them? How can I say something that will be helpful to them as they think of me here in this prison cell? He thought about the situation and said, "What you need is the whole armor of God to help you to stand against the wiles of the devil. Behind every persecution is that evil one, the devil." He's in a cell, possibly chained to a soldier. He looks at this soldier in his armor and he thinks, right, there's a picture. If I took each part piece by piece and applied it to the Christians, they could put on the armor of God. So he looks at the soldier standing beside him. He begins with the first piece of equipment, which is the belt. I thought, why not begin with something stronger or something, another part of his armor? He begins with the belt. But the belt holds everything firmly in place. All the other parts of the armor are held firmly in place. The belt is so important. I joined the RUC Reserve in 1980, and they gave me a uniform, and they gave me a belt. Now, that belt will be here hundreds of years after I am, a strong, solid leather belt. And all I had on it was a holster and a Walther pistol. I'm sure you've looked at the police nowadays, the PSNI, and what they have, the similar belt, but they'll have a holster with a large gun, handcuffs, all sorts of equipment on the belt. The belt is so important. It holds everything together. It's strong and useful and important. So Paul looks at the belt. That's so important in the life of the soldier. What about the Christian? He calls it the belt of truth. What a scarce commodity in the 21st century. Truth. Today's world doesn't seem to exist at times. You listen to Boris, you listen to Donald Trump, you listen to Putin, listen to the lies that are being told day in and day out. Of course, now we're in the middle of election time, and you wonder sometimes about the promises that are being made. How truthful are they? I saw a lovely cartoon last week. It was a fox who is running for parliament. And the fox is addressing a large gathering of sheep wanting their vote. And he's making his pre-election promise that when I am elected, I will be vegetarian. I don't believe that. I don't think a fox can change like that. Of course, now, look at last week. A chief constable of the police force in Northampton sacked because of lies. He didn't know what the truth was all through his police career. He said he had attended the Greenwich Royal Naval College and had an outstanding career in the Royal Navy. He was never there. He wore a medal depicting that he had been at the Battle of the Falklands. He was 15 when the battle took place. There's a man in a senior position who should be an example to his own police, to society. And he's sacked because of lies, lies, lies. The truth, it should be part and parcel of our daily living as well. When I was studying in my early days, I was doing a degree which focused on entomology, parasitology, and biochemistry. And in my final year, the Institute of Biology in London said, that's too scientific are you able to use English? So they said, you must stop and write an essay. And they gave us a list of titles to spend 1 hour on an essay. I chose one which was the title by Hermann Goebbels. He was Hitler's propaganda minister. And he had said, if you repeat a lie often enough, people will come to believe it. If you repeat a lie often enough, people will come to believe it. That's how many people function in our world today. So he sees the belt. He sees a breastplate protecting the heart and the lungs, the vital organs. And he says, that's the breastplate of righteousness. Your life should be exemplified by truth and honesty and integrity and all the other Christian virtues that apply. Then he comes to the feet, and it says here, as shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. I think when I first read that many years ago, I thought, boots. I was given these when I joined the Army Reserve some years later, a big, strong, healthy boot. But that wouldn't have been what this soldier was wearing. He would have had on strong leather sandals so he could move quickly into battle. Remember, in desert hot conditions, the sand and all, he needed freedom for movement. During the Iraqi war, many British soldiers were troubled by the boots that they had to wear. Sand was getting in, they were cracking, they were breaking up. Lighter shoes, lighter boots had to be acquired. The shoes are for speed, to tell others about the good news of Jesus Christ. Then he sees the shield. We all remember the great big shields of the Riot Police during our troubles, maybe 6 feet high, 2 to 3 feet wide. The Romans used similar size, but that would have been 3 planks of wood glued together, and the plank in the middle, the grain running differently to the others. Outside, it would have had a thick coat of leather. So when the enemy fired at them, they loved to fire arrows that had been dipped in tar and set alight, a flaming arrow. The arrow struck the leather, went into it, and was extinguished. That is the protection for the Christian, the fiery arts of the wicked. We talked about the evil one, the Satan, who, as Paul says, roams around the earth like a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. And the final item of protection is the helmet on the head to protect the brain and the mind. And that is the helmet of salvation, to thank God for Jesus Christ coming to die on a cross at Calvary. There's one weapon. All these have been defensive. A sword. The soldier had a sword. Paul says that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Our institution is based on that. It says in the qualifications that an orange man should honor and diligently study the Holy Scriptures and make them the rule of his life and faith, to be protected and guided by God's holy word. And one final important point. We've seen the armor, the breastplate, the helmet, the shoes, the sword. They're fine when the soldier is facing the enemy, but he lacks courage and turns to run away. His back is bare. There's no protection for his back. He can be shot with an arrow, speared, or sword. He is vulnerable. He can be easily killed. It is only when the soldier faces the enemy that he has protection. It's only when the Christian in his life exemplifies truth, truthfulness, integrity, that he will be protected from the wiles of the devil. Surely, with our armor in place, we can begin to fulfill the vows of the qualifications of an orange man. He should have a sincere love and veneration for his heavenly Father, a humble and steadfast faith in Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind, believing in him as the only mediator between God and man, That's why we're in church today, to show to society, to show to our church, we believe in God, the Father Almighty, who created us, who provided for us the armor of God. May God bless you in your lodges and in your future life together in this province. And his blessing be on all of us this afternoon. In his precious name, amen.
The collection at this service will be in support of the Lord Enniskillen Orphan Fund and the Lisburn Orange Widows Fund. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, "Where Love and Loving Kindness Dwell, There God Will Ever Be." Let us pray. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Save our grace.
please be seated, and I will ask the worshipful master, Brother Raymond McAllister, to speak to us.
A warm welcome to you all. On behalf of the officers and members of Leggy Curry, LOL 164, I'd like to thank the following. The Select Vestry for their use of the church, the Reverend Hard for conducting the service, and the Reverend William Murphy for preaching the service sermon. The Lisburn No. 6 District Officers and visiting brethren and sisters. The Harry Ferguson Memorial Pipe Band for leading the parade to and from the church. The PSNI for controlling the traffic, and also members of the public. Our very best thanks to everyone concerned, and a safe journey home to everyone. Thank you.
The recessional hymn, Saviour Again, to thy dear name we raise with one accord, our parting hymn of praise. Be with you. Let us bless the Lord.